We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, and Robin Cole joins us from Pawnee Mental Health as we get a chance to get an update from her this hour. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Brandon.
How are things in your world?
Good. Busy. Yeah. And I guess that's the good news and the bad news. You know, it says that there is a lot of need out there, but it also says that there are a lot of people who are recognizing their need and are reaching out for support.
Do you notice maybe more activity as far as mental health in the summertime versus maybe other times of the year?
That's an interesting question. I think that in our world, a lot of times, I suppose it depends on the age. We do see probably among children an increase in activity more so in the fall when school gets started. And contrary to popular belief, the holidays are not always big times for seeing increased, need for mental health. Certainly for some people that's true, but on a large scale, that's not necessarily true. I think that part of what we're seeing now in terms of just the heightened demand is the result of having come out of the pandemic and having things be shut down for so long and people isolating for so long and just finally acknowledging that a lot of things have changed. There are lots of issues that are weighing heavily on their minds, and some people are having a hard time coping with that. So I really would attribute this influx that we've seen to really just what we all have been through in 2020 and now leading into 2021.
All right. Well, it's good that people are seeking the services. Today we're going to talk a little bit about some recognition here and what's coming up in the month of July, and I'll let you kind of take the lead on that.
Sure. You know, Pawnee Mental Health recognizes a couple of significant months throughout the year. In September, we recognize Recovery Month. We also recognize Suicide Awareness Week in September. And then in May, we recognize Mental Health Month. Well, this year, and actually not just this year, we also started a couple years ago recognizing July as BIPOC Mental Health Month. I think it's been a couple years ago now that there was increasing attention placed on the mental health experiences and needs of people who were Black, Indigenous, or other people of color. Mental health conditions, as we know, don't discriminate. And they don't discriminate based on race or color or gender or identity or educational level or socioeconomic standing. Anyone can experience the challenges of mental illness regardless of their background. But background and identity can make access to mental health treatment much more difficult, depending on where the person is, what their life experiences are, and some of these other identifying factors. So it was in 2008 when the U.S. House of Representatives first represented what at that time was called B.B. Moore National Minority Mental Health Awareness Month. And so the National Mental Health or Minority Mental Health Awareness Month was created by the U.S. Congress to bring awareness to the unique struggles that underrepresented groups may face regarding mental illness in the United States. And it was named after B.B. Moore Campbell because she was very active as an author and an advocate, as a national spokesperson regarding, again, what was then referred to as minority mental health. She was also the founder of the National Alliance on Mental Illness in Los Angeles, California. And so over the years, that title for for the recognition during the month of July of Minority Mental Illness Awareness Month has evolved. And today it's referred to as BIPOC Mental Health Month. BIPOC stands for Black, Indigenous, and People of Color. And, you know, even at a national level, we're in sort of a transition time. The Mental Health America, which is a national organization that advocates mental health knowledge and awareness, is referring to the recognition this July as BIPOC Mental Health Month. NAMI, or the National Alliance for Mental Illness, is still using the term Minority Mental Health Month to recognize the month of July and to recognize the unique kinds of challenges that people of color face. So I think the bottom line is that no matter what its title, there still is a need to increase awareness of, and especially to be able to communicate a message of access to services for people who fall into any of these categories. So, you know, another interesting fact is that in doing some research and in preparing for this, I saw a statistic that said that at this point, 41.8% of the U.S. population are people of color. And so that word minority is an interesting word to use when we see just the growth in our country of the number of people of color.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, obviously this is an issue, making sure that everybody has access to good mental health care. What would you say is the state of mental health care for, you know, the underrepresented communities here locally?
You know, it's going to vary depending on the mental health center, on private practitioners, those in the community who have knowledge or awareness or availability of services. Our mission, you know, the mission of Pawnee Mental Health as a community mental health center is to provide services to all people, regardless of their race, their religion, their color, their gender identity, their age, national origin, disability, or any other status that is protected by law. But certainly one of the things that we know is that there are different barriers to treatment. It's not as simple as saying, you know, that an agency or a group has therapists. The question would be whether the people who need therapy will feel comfortable reaching out to that organization or those individuals, or will feel like there are people within that organization who understand them, who understand their experiences, who respect their experiences, and who know how to work with those experiences to address the mental health needs that the person presents. And that's a much harder threshold to reach, because I think mental health in general has some stigma attached to it anyway. You know, regardless of your life's experiences, your race, your religion, your color, you know, your experiences, there's a barrier to overcome for all of us when it comes to reaching out for mental health care. But then those barriers become unique and different depending on what your background experiences are, or these other identifying conditions. You know, as an agency, Pawnee is taking those realities very seriously. And we're looking internally at ourselves to ask the question of, you know, are we an organization that that is culturally sensitive, that is culturally informed or educated? Do we have the competencies to be able to address concerns of people of a wide variety of experiences? And if not, what do we need to do to position ourselves to truly be a community mental health center, you know, one in which anybody, regardless of their particular identifying characteristics would feel comfortable going to. And so last year, as an organization, we formed a diversity inclusion group. And we did that, you know, in the wake of the murder of George Floyd. And we just sat and asked ourselves, you know, what do we need to do? You know, what are changes that we need to make? And so we formed this group of staff from across our 10 counties. It was a self-selection. So people that were interested in addressing this issue or these issues were given the opportunity to become a part of our diversity inclusion group. And within a year's time, we've accomplished quite a bit. We've been able to form a new employee orientation that looks at these issues and that brings them to the attention of our new employees. We have, we're working on developing a 3-year program of continuing education that would continue to bring awareness to our staff over the course of their employment with Pawnee. We're taking a look internally at policies and just giving ourselves the opportunity to look and ask questions about whether there's anything within the policies that is problematic that maybe we've not considered before or that hasn't been brought to our attention. And then we're also taking a look at just marketing, how we, the materials we put out, the language we use, the images that appear in marketing, to ask ourselves that question of truly what kind of a message are we communicating to the public. So that's been, it's really been a good kind of exercise for us. We've been working on this for the last year, meeting twice a month as a committee, and it's all about wanting to be the kind of organization, again, that people, regardless of who they are, would feel like this was a resource, that Pawnee Mental Health is a resource for them in which they can feel that they're understood and valued and respected.
All right.
So this year's theme for BIPOC Mental Health Month, there's the Mental Health Association of America has the theme Strength in Communities. And at Pawnee, we decided to adopt that theme of Strength in Communities, because as we look at our communities, we recognize that that when the community comes together, that there is strength in that, and that there is power in that. And that whole idea of coming together and being able to celebrate those things that make us unique, that make us different, but doing it in a way that says community is an important kind of goal for us to aspire to. The National Alliance for Mental Illness, their national theme is the same theme they had last year, which is You Are Not Alone, which I think is also a really valuable statement that all of us, again, regardless of who we are, recognize that in issues of mental illness, we are not alone. There are resources and people who are available to help provide support and treatment and relief from the symptoms of mental illness.
We're speaking with Robin Cole here, Pawnee Mental Health. We have a caller on the line with a question, and then we'll take a break afterward. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yeah, I just had a comment to make. We need to stop thinking about this diversity and all this other stuff, man, because it ain't working. What we need to do is start thinking what we got in common. Each individual is different. Each individual, I don't care what color they are or nothing, they're different, and but we do have things in common. We need to focus on that. If we don't do that, what's going on now ain't working, folks. We need to start doing something a little different, and I think finding out what we got in common is going to work. So I'll look. Thank you.
I appreciate that comment a lot, and And what I can add to that is that as I was just looking at some of the different information about the kinds of issues that people of different backgrounds or cultures address, there were clearly common themes, clearly. And I think that those common themes, again, speak to those things about us that are common and that are the same. And that there, you know, I didn't make this up. The whole idea of unity and diversity. There are definitely so many things that we hold in common with each other. And if we could come to understand what those commonalities are and celebrate those as much as we celebrate the things that make us different and unique and diverse, I think that would go a long way in healing so many of the problems that we have in our world today.
All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back, though, with Robin Cole, Pawnee Mental Health, right after this on News Radio KMAN.